in 2020. Despite the downturn in the ag economy, farmland values in the Northern Plains have held steady. Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty President Kevin Pfeiffer describes the scenario as a confident land market for both pasture and crop land. There is a strong undercurrent of demand for high-producing land.
That class of land that's good to excellent is still in demand, and in areas where you have a pent-up demand where land hasn't been for sale for a while, you're actually seeing even an increase in land values right now. I really think that good to excellent land over the next 12 months is going to maintain its value. There is a strong undercurrent out there. There is demand out there for that profile of land, and that land as an asset class is in demand. I just don't really see any declines. I think the farmer or landowner's balance sheet is good. I think it's been muscle built the right way, and I think they can feel comfortable over the next probably year and a half.
Pfeiffer says one downfall of this stable market environment is cash flow challenges for farmers and ranchers. Modesty is key.
When we live in an increasing market like we are today, or a stronger market, it does present some cash flow challenges, I think, especially if some of it has to be financed or to what degree has to be financed. But again, I think if it's done correctly, if they don't go overboard and buy too much land. I mean, it kind of depends on how much they want to expand that footprint. But if they can do it, you know, modestly and maybe take on a little bit, maybe this year, maybe in a couple of years, take on a little bit more, I think they have to learn to manage their acquisition plan, and also then how big do they want their footprint to get.
Checking.